Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Matt Kibbe. He's the president of FreedomWorks and the author of the new book, Hostile Takeover, Resisting Centralized Government's Stranglehold on America. Matt, thanks for talking to
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
You are following up on a previous book. Tell us why we should be reading Hostile Takeover.
Well, if you want to understand what's going on in America, this clash from all of this freedom and bottom-up and ability of consumers to choose online and connect with people versus a more and more aggressive federal government that wants to dictate to us how we live our lives from the top down, this clash is the most interesting thing going on in politics in America today.
Now, you're trying to effect a hostile takeover of government, right? Even as the government is trying to do a hostile takeover of our everyday lives. Who's going to win, or why are you going to win?
Well, a takeover is when shareholders try to kick out senior management. A hostile takeover is when senior management fights back. So this is this clash between voters and citizens who don't like what the government's doing to them, and senior management, including our CEO in chief, who says, screw you, I'm smarter than you, I'm in charge, I know what I'm doing. That's what a takeover is all about. And it's got to be done from the bottom up. I think all of these forces of decentralization are empowering voters to do things they haven't been able to do before.
Talk a little bit about that. Like, what are some of the specific things? And you know, obviously we're in election season. Part of the problem here is that Barack Obama is very much a throwback to a kind of best and the brightest, technocratic, trust me, I'm in charge mentality. But then on the Republican side under George Bush, and I mean, you wrote about this a lot, you had a Republican Party that was as awful. So what are the things that, both in your book and FreedomWorks more generally as a group, what are you doing to really kind of affect change and keeping things decentralized?
Well, the phrase hostile takeover actually comes from an op-ed Dick Armey and I wrote leading up to the 2010 election, where we argued we had to beat the Republicans before we could beat the Democrats. And I think that's part of the Tea Party ethos. We understand that Republicans helped get us into this fix, and that's why we play a lot in the primaries. It matters.
Is the Tea Party a vital force in this election? I mean, clearly they energized things in 2010 and they taught the Republicans a lesson. But then when you look at somebody like Mitt Romney, when you look at John Boehner or Mitch McConnell, have they really gotten the message that they need to be in favor of much smaller government, more decentralized government, more individual empowerment?
You know, it's a little bit like Groundhog Day. I feel like we keep teaching Republicans the same lesson over and over again. But the opportunity is always at the margin in politics. So in this fight in Texas between Ted Cruz and David Dewhurst, you have a real choice between a limited government constitutional conservative and sort of an establishment guy that's gone along.
What are some of the other primaries or races that you think are particularly open to change and to limited government Tea Party style candidates?
Well, obviously the marquee race was the takedown of Dick Lugar, mm-hmm. replacing with Richard Murdoch, and it demonstrates the rule here. The old rules of money, name ID, all of the establishment endorsements coming from Washington, D.C. didn't save Dick Lugar from an insurgent bottom-up campaign. But you got to look at Florida, you got to look at Ohio, Wisconsin's going to get interesting, even Pennsylvania I think might be competitive.
So what are your hopes both for a defeat of Barack Obama and of the Democrats in the Senate, but as important, a takeover by people who are actual limited government, small government, cut the spending type of candidates?
Yeah, I do think we have to fire Barack Obama, but the opportunity for limited government guys is in the Senate. And I think there's a real fight within the Republican caucus in the Senate, and we want to see the Freedom Caucus be the majority of the new majority so that Rand Paul and Mike Lee, they get to write the budget, they get to determine what the agenda is, and I think that's a serious opportunity in this election.
All right. Well, I want to thank Matt Kibbe, the author most recently of Hostile Takeover, and the president of FreedomWorks for talking to Reason TV.
Thanks, Nick.
You very much, Matt.